your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, June 10th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you would like to come and see Mr. Rogers, there will be a Mike Rogers sighting on Thursday, this Thursday, June 13th. And you can still get tickets as of this morning. I'm sure they're going to be shutting it down soon for a head count for the food. But the Charlevoix County Republican Party is holding its fundraising event, the Lincoln Day Dinner. It's going to be this Thursday, June 13th, the Talcott on Walloon Lake. Preserving Freedom 2024. Cocktail hour, socializing will start at 6. Dinner starts at 7. Speakers will be there. This is a semi-formal attire. I plan on going in my radio uniform, but basically slacks and a polo shirt, whatever, button-down shirt would be fine. It is a fundraiser. It's $100 per ticket. But the keynote speaker is Mike Rogers. Invited has been the two candidates for the Supreme Court, Judge Mark Boonstra. That's the person I'm supporting. Alexandra Taylor will be there. Neil Friske, state representative, will be there. And the Charlevoix County Republican County candidates will be there as well. They'll have a live and silent auction, cash bar, and a really nice dinner. So if you'd like to attend this event, just text me, CC, Charlevoix County. I'll send you the address to mail a check, or you can send an email, pay at the door, or you can go to their website and buy your ticket there. Vicky and I are going to be attending it. It's this Thursday the 13th, the Talcott. I've never been there on Walloon Lake. Looking forward to possibly seeing and possibly hearing from Mike Rogers. Kind of interesting, though, a story came out over the weekend. I posted it on my Twitter X account. If you haven't gotten one yet, I would highly recommend that you get one. I have over 4,000 followers that I have been in communication with, interactions. Very interesting story. Came out over the weekend. This coming from the Detroit Free Press. Todd Spangler, 3 days ago. With Trump endorsement and poll lead, Rogers still trying to fend off rivals in the U.S. Senate race. Now, this is interesting because they have a picture of the four candidates. Justin Amash, Sandy Pensler, Mike Rogers, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. And Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is on the far right with a wide photo of her. Mike Rogers, which is next to her, is a small sliver shot, basically a face shot. Same with Sandy Pensler and Justin Amash. Out of the four, Dr. Sherry's picture is the widest and on the far right. I don't know if that was meant on purpose or not. But this is what Todd Spengler, the Detroit Free Press, said on Friday. Returning to Michigan politics after a decade and living outside the state of Michigan for much of that time, former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers has situated himself as being the front runner among the Republicans seeking the nomination for the seat being vacated by Democrat U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow in this year's election. Some readers are taking issue with that presumption. Rogers, they say, hasn't won anything and represents another era of Republicanism that embraced more aggressive foreign policies, increased national security measures at a time when terrorism was a heightened concern. Others argue that he really still lives in Florida, though he's registered to drive because of a Michigan driver's license and vote in Michigan. He's registered here. But they make the argument that he has been compromised by the millions he has made since leaving Congress back in 2015, working with major corporations, including some foreign-based companies, especially as a cybersecurity expert. Some say that the former CNN analyst doesn't deserve Republican backing. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Working as a cybersecurity expert. Let's get into that topic for a little bit, shall we? Which I plan to ask Mr. Rogers on Thursday at this Charlevoix County Republican dinner. When I talked to him in person on Mackinac Island, I asked him specifically, as he was the chairman of the House Intelligence and Security Committee, what role did he play in helping his wife, Christy Rogers, get a job working for a company in Great Britain? Even in the story, including some foreign-based companies, of which that Great Britain security company was in charge of providing security and advice to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton regarding the embassy in Benghazi the night four Americans died. He looked me right in the eye on Mackinac Island and said, Randy, that is not true. And I said, Mike, come on my show and explain it. Okay, I will. I gave him a card. I reached over and gave his campaign manager a card and said, call me, we'll schedule it. We shook man hands. That's where you try to crush the guy's hand that you're shaking. I have to admit, it was probably a tie. He is a never-Trumper. He attacked Donald Trump numerous times on CNN. We've got snippets of it. But because he needed this seat, he needed Donald Trump's endorsement. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell said she had been down to Mar-a-Lago not once, not twice, but three times. And she had members of that club putting in good words for her to Donald Trump. But out of the blue, he endorsed Rogers. Well, as of this moment, this past Friday, the writing of this story, Rogers' advantages a month before the absentee voting begins on the August 6th primary are clear. Mike Rogers has locked down much of the mainstream support in the party, but not the people. independent polls done recently show him with a sizable lead over his rivals, including former Congressman Justin Amash, Grosse Pointe businessman Sandy Pensler, and West Michigan physician Sherry O'Donnell. However, there is still a large undecided block. Rogers' name recognition was somewhat higher than others in a recent survey that was done for the Detroit Regional Chamber. The very same chamber which had their conference on Mackinac Island just a week ago, 2 weeks ago, Rogers refused to come and participate in the debate. So what did the Detroit Regional Chamber do? They didn't go on and do the debate without him. They canceled the entire debate. So none of the candidates could come and debate. You see, that's their tactic. When you do not want to face the voters, you do not want to face the tough questions, you don't show up. So he didn't show up. They canceled the debate. And the entire week they were there in Mackinac Island, the people were robbed of the opportunity to hear from our U.S. Senate Republican candidates. Oh, and just for full disclosure, Elisa Slotkin refused to come too. Who is she? The Democrat that's in the lead over her opponent, Hill Harper. Very, very interesting. You don't want to face the people. You don't want to answer the tough questions. If you think you're in the lead, why go? All it can do is hurt you. Well, Mike Rogers is going to be confronted on Thursday. You need to come and see this. So text me CC. I'll text you the information on how to get your ticket. Trust me, you're going to want to be at this one. Final thoughts for hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up this Detroit Free Press Todd Spangler story came out with on Friday. Rogers is campaigning as if he's already the Republican nominee. Last month, just ahead of the annual Mackinac Policy Conference by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, which organized, had to cancel a scheduled May 30th debate between the three Democrats and the three leading Republicans. Oh, by the way, they didn't even invite Dr. Sherry to it. It's going to be Rogers, Amash, and Pensler. The upshot was that the fragile deal between the main participants unraveled because Rogers did not want to share the stage with Pensler, who has been blasting Rogers for a report he helped author that largely cleared the intelligence community of any responsibility from the 2012 attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, Libya, that killed four Americans during former President Barack Obama's tenure. Pensler said Rogers called our soldiers liars in the attack ad. Rogers, in a Free Press editorial board meeting, called Pensler's claims factually inaccurate, noting that it was his job as chair of the House Intelligence Security Committee to investigate the intelligence community's role. Not, as Pensler makes it sound, in how he and his wife advised then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Given the cancellation of the May 30th debate on Mackinac Island, it was clear that Rogers did not want to face Pensler, who's been running ads pointing out, criticizing Rogers, even including past statements criticizing President Trump. Well, they didn't want to give him an opportunity to attack Rogers in public. Well, Chris Gustafson, who was there at the Island House in the private cottage in the back, when I was standing there talking to Mike Rogers, heard the whole conversation. What did he have to say? When Elisa Slotkin wants to debate, Mike Rogers has a very simple message. Anytime, anywhere. You see, the former FBI agent, Rogers, wants to debate the former CIA advisor, Slotkin. He doesn't want to talk or debate with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Sandy Pensler, or Justin Amash. Rogers served in the House from 2001, folks, to 2015. 2001, what happened in 2001? 9/11. Do you know Mike Rogers, because of his FBI former background, was put on the House Intelligence Security Committee as the chairman? Stop and think about that. Stop and think about that. he had the ability to know everything that was going on with our country's intelligence and security. After 9/11, he was a staunch sponsor of the Patriot Act, FISA court system, spying on Americans. He and Congressman Jack Bergman, when Bergman took over in 2016, I believe Mike Rogers passed the torch to Jack Bergman. Why? Because Jack Bergman recently extended not only the Patriot Act when it came up for a vote, but he continued the FISA court system, the very one that they tried to use against Donald Trump to prevent him from winning presidency in 2016. Jack Bergman's all in on it. Totally supports it. Spying on Americans. So now, Rogers thinks he's got this all locked up. Donald Trump's endorsed me. That's all you're going to hear him say basically on Thursday. Well, you're going to hear him say more because I'm going to challenge him about Benghazi. Sandy Pensler won't be there, but I will. We need the truth. He needs to be asked some questions, and he needs to answer for it once and for all. If, like what he said to me, looking me in the eye at the small cottage at the Island House on Mackinac back in September, that that's a bald-faced lie, then explain it. Because you, God knows you haven't come on the show, even though you promised you would. We have to hold these people accountable, folks. If we don't, and he ends up being the nominee, Slotkin's going to kick his ass. This entire campaign for U.S. Senate will be a lost cause. All the money that has been spent by these candidates traveling the state. Dr. Sherry said she's up to 78 counties out of 83 that she's actually been to and held events. Rogers hasn't been seen in northern Michigan since last September. He stood up Mackinac Conference by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, wouldn't debate, didn't show up. But yet he expects us to vote for him in the primary and then the general in November? Not me. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.